Welcome to the session. Tonight, I'm very glad to introduce my culture to you, and also I'm very feel nervous because I'm not outgoing person, and also I'm not fluent in English, so that makes me very nervous. But I do my best, and I hope it will be a wonderful time. So, first I'd like to introduce myself, and then use the overhead. So, I will show some information about Korea. And then I have a videotape about Korea's culture, so we will see the videotape. And then finally, if you have some question about Korea, you can ask me, and then you can see, look around. That's it. Well, can I sit? And my last name is Kim. Kim is very popular first name in USA, right? But Kim is very popular last name in Korea. So my name is Shinju Kim. But in Korea, we say Kim Shinju, means last name is put ahead the first name. So my name is Kim Shinju. My name is Shinju Kim. Shinju. And I'm a kitchen staff here, and I came here in January 8th. So almost done. I'm gonna leave the village on June 18th. So yeah, time's very, very fast and very fly. So, but before leave the village, I could have like this time. I could have time to introduce our culture to you. So I'm very happy. Well, I was born in Seoul, Korea, and also I grew up in Seoul. And in Seoul, in Korea, there are my parents and my three older sisters and my five lovely cousins. So I'm Aunt Shinju. And before coming here, well, actually I'm a merchandiser, and also at college I majored about Korean traditional clothing and ornament. Kinds of custom, make clothes and drawing and dyeing and textiles, something like that. And then after graduation, I worked as a merchandiser at the company, one of the largest company in Korea. Have you ever heard the company name Samsung? Samsung? Yeah, our company is the branch of the Samsung. Yeah, Samsung is the very big company in Korea. Well, before coming here, I'm very curious about here. Because no phones, no telephone, no TV, and very remote area, so my parents very worried about that. Please don't go there. but I came here, and now my parents relief about that. Yeah. And also, I think I'm having a very good time in here with you. We are like a family, and like a siblings, I think. And also, when I was in Korea, I don't like snowy day, because in Korea, very small land, and also but there are many cars, and so in snowy day very traffic jam. It makes very traffic jam. So I didn't like that, but after came here, I love heavy snow. Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I learned how to enjoy the sun, and I came love the mountains and fresh air. I like that. So someday I'd like to visit again with my husband or my family. Yeah, maybe if I marry. And also Korea is very if I were married, I remain my last name. In here, it's different, isn't it? But in Korea, we remain our last name. And then, okay, that's it about myself. And could you start over? Okay. This is a chronicle of Korea. So America has a history of 200 years, but Korea has a history of 5,000 years. Oh. A long time. So at first, 2333 BC, an explorer named Dangun first established the country and named it Gojoseon. So the Gojoseon means our first country name.
Where was the explorer from?
Dangun is kind of myth from myth. Mm. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. And then 57 BC through 18 BC, the era of the three kingdoms. They called Silla, Goguryeo, and Baekje. And then 676 AD, the Silla kingdom unified the other kingdoms. So at that time, we call just the Silla, and it means Silla unified the Goguryeo and Baekje. And then you can just do it. Yeah. And then 1392 AD, Isonggye renamed country Joseon. Yeah. And then 1446 AD, proclaimed Hangul by an inventor named Sejong the Great. Hangul is a Korean. We call Hangul. 1910, at the time, country crisis. Japan violated the sovereignty, so it's very sad. But 1919, March 1st, the Samil independence movement of Korea. Samil means March 1st, the date. At the time, all of the Korea, a lot of people started the movement to get independence from Japan. And also at that time established the provisional government in Shanghai, China. Next one, please. And finally, 1945, August 15th, the independence of Korea from Japan. So, and also August 15th is very big holiday in Korea to celebrate the independence. And 1948 established the Republic of Korea. Our official country name is the Republic of Korea, but usually we call just Korea. And 1950, the Korean War. And 1953, ceasefire agreement. So in the middle of the country, we have ceasefire line. Mm-hmm. We call Sanpaesan. In 1986, opened the Asian Games in Seoul. In 1988, opened the Olympic Games in Seoul. In 1991, a member nations of the United Nations. In 2002, will we open the World Cup in Seoul. Mm-hmm. Please visit me. Korea. Yeah. And next one, please. And this one is about Korea. As you know, our capital is Seoul, and our language is Korean. And official country name, the Republic of Korea, and the national flag, the Taegukki. Taegukki flag. We call Taegukki. So I drew our this one is Taegukki. Margaret, did you remember this one? This one is our flag. We call Taegukki. It means the round one means universe. Mm-hmm. Universe and blue one and red one means yin and yang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we call this one gui. So we have four gui. It means four seasons. In Korea, we have four seasons, and each one means the sun, the sky, the ground, the moon. So it's very simple thing. Yeah. It made in 1886. Pretty, isn't it? I love our national flag. And then, the national flower is the Rose of Sharon. Do you know what flower is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Usually pink or white. And, well, yeah. And the crest is Taegu. National environment, we are in continental climate and we have the we in the temperate zone. So, do you know what Korea is located? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Could you
point? Good job.
Now where's Holden Village?
Holden Village is maybe over here. but the earth is round, so it's not far. So Korea is in the end of the Asian. And our neighbor country is Japan and China. China is so big. Yeah. And also this part is North Korea and this part is South Korea. So I live in Seoul. Yeah. Okay. And then area just almost 100,000 square kilometers. So it's not big, definitely. And our politics, the head of country, the president, the head of administration, the president. And also we have ins and outs. Ins and outs, I mean, the president consists in ins. Ins, right? INS, ins. And we have the other group. And we have two select the president, we have an election every 4 years. At present, the president is Kim Dae-jung.
Same last name?
Yeah. And our nation's population is over 40 million. So, and density is very, very dense, especially in Seoul, very dense. And the main religion, Buddhism, is the highest. But Christianity also very, very growing a lot in these days, I think. And also Catholicism, almost 7%. Let me tell you our main cities and population. But population is not important to you, but I just introduce our main cities. Seoul is one of the biggest city in the world. And Busan is a port city. Almost at the end of South of Korea. So, and also Busan is very scenic city. And they have wonderful beachy and very nice view. So there are a lot of tourists in Busan. And next one, please. Yeah. And Daegu is famous for apples, like Washington State. Yeah, Daegu very famous for apples, and also very famous for textile. And Incheon is also port city, and also in these days very getting bigger city. It means in Incheon now new airport. It will be the biggest airport in the Asia. So now it more and more growing the city. And Daejeon is the center of transportation, like your Bastille. Bastille in USA, Bastille.
Boston.
Bastille. Bastille, no?
Bastille, how do you spell it?
I don't know.
Is it a city or?
Yeah, city. Boston. Okay. Never mind. Anyway, Daejeon is the center of the transportation in Korea. And Gwangju, the president Kim Dae-jung was born in Gwangju. Yeah. And Busan is very famous for shipping. Have you ever heard the company name Hyundai? Hyundai? Yeah, the basic area of Hyundai. Yeah. And next, economy. Well, you can just throw, yeah. In USA, you don't eat cuttlefish. You don't eat, right? But in Korea and Japan, very enjoy cuttlefish. Very yummy food. And also very developed oyster farming and labor. It means seaweed. Yeah. The manufacturing industry, especially shipping, for example, Hyundai and car, example, Hyundai and or Daewoo. Have you ever heard the name? Daewoo.
Daewoo, yeah, sure, big company.
And machinery and petroleum products. And Electron. Electron is famous name. Samsung. And steel, cement, cotton stuff, and something. And textile. And our current money is one. And also we signed like this. W and two stripes. Here, this one is Korean money. Yeah. And our GMP and about trade. Yeah, that's it. And especially, we don't have any oil in Korea, so we import oil from other countries. So oil is very expensive in Korea. And next one, please. Yeah, this one is about Seoul. This one is a shape of Seoul, and this point means where city located. Yeah, and also the river running. It means river. We call Hangang. So Hangang. So just the Han River. So this part we call north of the river, and this part is south of the river. I live in about here. Yeah. And here the average temperature about 12 Celsius. Yeah. And here the average precipitations, 160 millimeter. But in summer, there is a heavy rain, so sometimes the Han River is full. Sometimes, so. And this one is about producing structure in Korea, in Seoul. So. In Seoul, almost all service industry concentrated in Seoul. So there are many department stores, many market, many museum, many palace. Yeah. Everything is concentrated in Seoul, so sometimes it and also there are some problem, kinds of environment and air, sometimes water, yeah. So in these days, the government tried to spread out other cities. This one is from Jerry, but it's very nice information. From USA today, so Seoul will be the very biggest city in the world in 2000 millennium. Dance, food, Please enjoy it. It'll be fun.
Everywhere you look, you can see the beauty of Korean culture. The unique lines and elaborate structure of Korean architecture is one example. The Korean construction, while based on scientific properties, also bears the distinctive mark of the traditional heritage of the Orient. Unlike other Oriental structures, however, Korean buildings were made to harmonize with the beauty of nature and the four seasons. The moon. Nature's artwork has lit the night sky for millions of years. Artisans of Korea have created magnificent works of art with only the soil. The traditional pattern engraved into the art piece by the artisan tells a story that is thousands of years old. Of fire and soil has been the foundation for the creation of the world-acclaimed Korean celadon. The indomitable Korean spirit that created these celadons is the same spirit that energized Korea into the major economic power that it is today. Energetic samurmori. It is a type of music played with four percussion instruments. Samurmori has become popular worldwide for its unique sound, which captures the energetic Korean people. Samurmori tells time-honored stories of the joys and sorrows of everyday people. There are many different facets of traditional Korean music, as Koreans are a music-loving people. Thousands of years that Korea was ruled as a monarchy. Korean court music is slow and solemn. The kaedeum was developed in Korea over 1,000 years ago and reflects the mystical sound of the Orient. Buddhism has had a very large influence on the Korean mind and lifestyle. Buddhism began in India but came to Korea by way of China. Over the years, art thrived at the many Buddhist temples throughout the country. Can be seen in the paintings adorning the walls of the temple, as well as in the statues and other works of art. Of the sun the level of scientific understanding that was possessed by the ancient Koreans. Koreans have also produced a rain gauge to encourage scientific farming as well as numerous other inventions. Korean scientific knowledge and their love of books lay the foundation for the development of printing. The 80,000 wooden printing blocks which make up the Tripitaka Koreyana ensured that the Buddhist scriptures were passed down from generation to generation. Carving of the wood blocks took 16 years to accomplish, beginning in the year 1237. Documented records show that Koreans printed with metal type hundreds of years before Gutenberg developed a printing press in Germany. Dynamics of the brush to create its unique picture. Korean calligraphy takes the simple world of art into a more profound mental state. It is said that Korean art takes advantage of the beauty of emptiness rather than of perspective. Ancient scholar pursued art and other studies in a serious and solemn manner. Artistically designed instruments such as these are used both for writing letters and painting delicate pictures. Influences the everyday lives of the Korean people. It can be seen in the doors, windows, and ordinary objects that are common everywhere. Koreans have long been outstanding archers throughout history. So this long-standing reputation continues today as modern athletes set world records in archery. Taekwondo, a tradition of Korean martial art, has been selected as an official event in the upcoming Sydney Olympics in 2000. Based on physical discipline, courtesy, and virtue, Taekwondo is becoming increasingly popular around the world. A Korean kite flies in the blue skies. The kite represents a wish for a long life free from ailments. During the holiday seasons, Koreans play folk games including Yunnori, Doitigi, Kunetagi, and Jegichagi that have been enjoyed for hundreds of years. Bodies move to the rhythm of the dance. with 5,000 years of long history, is now opening its doors wide to the world. The warm-hearted Korean people are waiting to greet you with open arms.
States, we have the eagle. Is that a symbol of your country, or is it just not necessarily?
Yeah, kind of symbol, but I said before, our crest is tegu. Crest. So our crest is tegu. This one.
Yes.
Tegu, then also sometimes we draw with crane. Center, put the universe, and then draw crane like this.
I noticed drums, a lot of drums, and I know you gave Tom a little drum on a keychain. A drum in particular is a percussion instrument that symbolizes a lot in your country, or.
There are many kinds of drum in Korea, so pu, or what else? Bengari, and yeah, total title is pu.
I was wondering if you do you live with your parents and your siblings, or do you live by yourself?
I live with my parents.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do most people live with other family members?
I think so.
Okay.
Because together, my own house, it's not easy especially in Seoul, because the housing problem is very not good condition, and also very expensive, and also Seoul is not big city. I mean, the land is small, so it doesn't reason with live without family. It means to live with together is more economy, and and most of parents want that, including my parents.
Are there a lot of mountains in Korea?
Yeah, sure. About in Seoul, about 8 or 9 mountains. And also there are very small mountains all over the country. For example, I live in apartment with my parents. In front of my home, there are mountains. Very beautiful, and I could go mountains easily.
Are they volcanic mountains, or do they look like mountains here?
Different here. Mm-hmm. More smooth more smooth and some mountains have more rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do most people own cars in Seoul?
I think so. Yeah.
Is there public transportation, buses, trains?
Buses, subway, train, taxi. In Seoul, there are 8 lines of subway. So very, to use the public transportation, it's more economic and you can save the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have traditional dress? I noticed on the video that there were times when people dressed up like that. What times do you dress in it? What is it called again?
Hanbok.
Hanbok.
Mm-hmm. Hanbok. kinds of holiday, for example, the New Year's Day, or Thanksgiving Day, or some special day. For example, on wedding day, we celebrate like yours, I mean Western style,
mm-hmm.
but and also we wear the hanbok,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
ceremony,
mm-hmm.
kinds of like this one.
Mm-hmm.
This one is common style,
mm-hmm.
common style of hanbok, but this one is more fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fancy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So would like every woman, as they grow older, collect a wardrobe of sorts, or do you like rent these or?
Sometimes rented, but most people have of kinds. Yeah.
You were telling me about different on the dress. If you are married, you wear one type. If you are not, you wear another.
Mm-hmm.
If you have sons or daughters, you wear different colors. I thought that was interesting. You might.
Yeah. Especially the woman in Korea, if she wasn't married, she couldn't wear. This one is common hanbok,
mm-hmm.
for woman. We call this part. This one is skirt,
mm-hmm.
long skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is top,
mm-hmm.
but this one is kinds of green.
Mm-hmm.
This color, single woman cannot wear the green top.
Mm-hmm.
Just married woman,
mm-hmm.
couldn't wear the green, but single woman couldn't wear the. Kinds of yellow or pink, something like that. But we don't mind the skirt color. And also the married woman get son, get male, not female. Get male, they couldn't wear the blue top. But if I get female,
mm-hmm.
I cannot wear the blue top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we can figure out the situation. The woman have a son or daughter. Yeah.
Do men wear different colors if they're married or single?
Just in woman. The men never mind.
What if you weren't married but had a son or a baby?
Excuse me?
What if you weren't married and you had a son? Would you wear that?
If I'm not married.
Right, and you had a male
baby. I cannot wear the green top. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
But you can wear the blue?
I cannot blue because I'm single. Okay. Yeah, I'm not married.
Okay. Yeah. But if you had a baby, you couldn't wear that blue?
Just to have, when they have the son, they mm-hmm. they can wear the blue top. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing.
What if your husband died?
At the time, the white, all white wear. Mm-hmm. All white wear. Mm-hmm. And in funeral ceremony, mm-hmm. If we wear the Korean dress, we wear all in white. Mm-hmm. But if we wear the Western style clothes, mm-hmm. in black. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Same.
Which is more popular?
I think, well, half and half, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. What would happen if somebody dared to wear... Would somebody do
you
that?
You didn't think of that.
People don't... What if you wore a color that... Let's say if you weren't married and you wore green, mm-hmm. did people try that? What happened?
I don't think so. People don't do that. And also, when you go to the Korean dress shop, mm-hmm. the tailor asked me, are you married? Are you have a son? Like that. I don't have a son. You except the green. Like that. But children wear the any color. Yeah. 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 Interesting. Jeff?
At what age would a woman stop wearing any color and have to switch to the very traditional, not green or blue, if she's single? What age would that be?
Maybe until 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there much, is there respect between Christianity and Buddhism, or do they, the people who are Buddhist or Christian, do they hate the other, or, I mean, is there much conflict between Christianity and Buddhism?
I don't think so. Just depends on person. So, and also in Korea, there are holidays for Christian and Buddhist. So well, I don't think so. The religion is on well, we don't just to theirs and ours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more personal, it's not political.
What does it mean political?
What do you mean by that?
you know how, like in Ireland, the Catholics and the Protestants, they're at war with each other because what they believe.
We don't. Yeah.
You mentioned the holiday. In the United States, at Christmas time, mm-hmm. traditional for a lot of companies to give a holiday, mm-hmm. Kind of
time off.
Indirectly recognizing the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. Do companies in South Korea give a holiday during Christmas, at Christmas, give people time off?
Just one day, December 25,
yeah. And it's to everybody, so it's a nationwide holiday, so even if I'm Buddhist, I get the day off.
Yeah, it's the holiday all over the country. Yeah.
And there must be an equivalent Buddhist holiday that
everybody. Yeah. Yeah. The holiday is right in red, right? Red color in calendar?
Yeah.
Christmas and Buddhist day same, the red color. But Buddhist day depends on lunar calendar. So every year it's changed. Susan?
Besides your family, what have you missed about being at home? Are there activities or food?
Me?
Yeah, what have you missed about being at home while you were here?
Besides my family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're assuming that's number one.
Talking in our language?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm a kind of big leper. But in here, I don't have many times to laugh loudly. It means I'm comfortable in here, but sometimes I don't understand your language and I don't understand your humor. What's the story?
Johnny.
I don't like to laugh and join and feel together, but I couldn't do that, so it makes me very, very, very sad, sometimes depressed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there foods that you look forward to eating that you haven't had here? Foods, things you'd like to eat?
At first I was okay, but but the time lately, I'm very missed my food. Yeah. I don't know why am I doing this.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Would you encourage us to do what you did and come over to your country and spend a year? Is there a place we can kind of go and spend a year like?
Excuse me?
I don't even know my question.
Not him personally.
Is there a place like Holden? Is there a Holden Village in Seoul or in South Korea? No.
Something like this.
I don't understand your question.
I don't understand it either.
He wants to come to Korea to spend time like you came here. You understand? You came to America. And he would like to come to Korea to spend time like you. He wonders if there is a place.
By yourself or with you?
Tom and Margaret.
Is there a place that he can go?
Well, I think so. There is, but not large as much here, as large as here, and also. It makes you very, 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 very lonely, I think. Please. He's in his soul.
Yeah.
I will show you.
When you went to work, how long did it take you from your home to where you worked? Traveling each day.
About 45 minutes each way. So about one and a half hour round trip by subway. Okay.
Thank you.
And also here are some books.